start, but I think we just stuck together and had a hard game. And like I said, we just stuck together and it worked out.
What was working for you out there? I mean, you just seem so composed, so much in control. Is that just a matter of just your confidence and what you can bring?
I think so. It was kind of a tough game with all the penalty kills and stuff like that. Not a lot of flow, but it was definitely a fun game. And I think confidence is a huge thing for a player.
From the beginning of the week to where you are now, acclimating to the pace, is it going maybe even a little smoother for you than you thought about?
Absolutely. The first couple shifts of the first game, you try to get into it. By now I think everyone's pretty much caught up.
But just for yourself, against higher level competition?
I feel like I played really good competition this year as well. So I think it's kind of the same thing, to be honest.
Do you feel comfortable with Casey Minnislav playing on a power play? You guys seem like you guys have a really good, strong connection.
Casey's a great player. Anytime you play with guys like that, it just makes it easier for you as well. That whole power play unit, bunch of great players. So, like I said, it's pretty cool.
What's the key to working the point on the power play?
I think just trying to make plays, spreading the puck, getting shots through, a bunch of stuff like that. So it's what I try to do.
What's your favorite World Junior moment? Do you have one in particular? Or?
I think I said this to someone earlier in the week, but as growing up in Toronto, I think there was a World Junior in 2015. I went to Montreal and I watched Canada versus USA. We're on the wrong side of that, but it was very cool to watch that. So that was cool.
Is that a little bit of a motivation for you when you watch?
No, absolutely. Yeah. Every time I think a player growing up watches World Juniors, they try to envision themselves playing in it. So yeah, I think definitely.
When did that become a goal for you? Like an actual goal?
I think in Canada, especially in Canada, the World Juniors is such a big thing. So ever since I started watching it, maybe like 7 or 8. So I think it's so popular in Canada. Everyone's watching it. So I think right around 7 or 8, that was definitely a goal. I don't know about realistic around then, but.
So actually the World Juniors was in Canada 16 and 17, right?
Yes.
So it wouldn't have been 15, it would have been 16.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
16?
I'm not perfect, so.
You're not?
No.
Why the University of Michigan? What attracted you to this school?
Actually, no, that's not true. It was 15-17.
Yeah.
15-17. You're right.
Yeah.
15-17.
I don't want to say anything now.
He is perfect. There you go.
Yeah, because, can you say that again? Sorry.
University of Michigan.
I just felt so comfortable with the coaching staff. I liked the way they played. They were kind of the first ones to recruit me, so. I definitely gave them the best chance off the start, and I felt really comfortable with them. Obviously, with the new coaching staff now, it's a little bit different, but I've had some really good talks with Mel and the rest of the coaching staff. Brian Wiseman is staying, who kind of recruited me, so I'm looking really forward to that, and I'm excited to play for Mel. I think he's a really good person, great coach.
What was your mission here? Like, coming into this camp, what did you want people to know about you by the time it was over?
Just my full capabilities as a player and for USA Hockey to get to know me as a person. So hopefully walking out of here with a chance to make the team. Obviously, still got a couple months after this. But like I said, just chance to make the team, show them my full capabilities and play the best I can.
When you watch games in the NHL, is there somebody specific you watch?
Yeah, for sure. I think didn't get to watch him much this playoffs, but Chris Letang. Especially that last playoffs when they beat San Jose. Just watching him, I think that's someone I really like to watch.
What is it about his game that stands out?
His skating. He's so competitive. He's very offensive. He's good defensively too. He just logs minutes for his team. I think it's just a good role model for me, and I like watching him.
Quinn, have you watched Rasmus Dahlin at all?
I watched him a couple days ago, yeah. So he's obviously a great player, and I look forward to competing with him this year.
Speaking of your full capabilities, let's say you were scouting yourself. Can you describe your game and your style?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say I'm an offensive-minded defenseman who can really create offense. I'm a mobile puck skater as well. can really skate the puck out of the zone. Good breakouts, clean breakouts. But I also think I can play defense, can run a power play.
Are you the type of guy that can maybe log? I mean, I know they talked about minutes and,
yeah.
and guys filling